Log Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am Lauren Tenney, and this is the Talk with Tenney show. I hope you're all having a great night out there, and that you're dry. I'm calling live from Bastille Bay, where it is currently raining, and yet there are still troopers who are standing out and holding vigil. If you'd like to call in, this is going to be a short show unless there's, we'll stay on as long as people want to talk, but I will not be rambling endlessly this evening, so sorry to disappoint if that was what you were looking for, but I doubt it was. So if you'd like to call, the number is area code 267-521-0167, area code 267-521-0167. And if you need a toll-free line, the number to call is 855-346-3351. That's area code 855-346-3351. I'm also just realizing that my studio may collapse because I only have 8% of my battery left. So if we get cut off in air, you will appreciate the technical aspects of radioing live in the field and what that means. So do you want to... I have a guest in the car with me. We're parked out in front of the Office of Mental Health as we do this. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Catherine Passio.
And I have been enjoying spending time with you so long since you got done.
Yeah. It's been really great.
And I think that, you know, the Bastille Bay is now 51 hours into the 72-hour vigil. And if I've ever been aware of exactly how much time 72 hours is that they can hold us, it is in this process. When you sit and you realize exactly how much time happens while somebody... Yeah, and so how that winds up coming forward is just horrifying. And so if you are out there and want to talk, please call in before my batteries all die, 267-521-0167. And I think that we will, look forward to it. And so some interesting things happened today. I guess at some point, during the Bastille Day, when I was taking my sleep time, there was a threat of the police being called.
Because I was there, I am just security guards just filming those and just threatened to call the police on two people who were under the overhang on the door instead of talking to people like nicely and just saying, hey, you know, what's going on? And just start yelling, you have to leave, and, you know. When someone said that they had permission to be there, they called them a liar and other stuff. But they didn't call the police. So.
And then when I arrived tonight, it started raining again. And so we were going to go back under the overhang. And I was told about what had happened earlier. And so when the guard came out, he was, you know, he did say he doesn't mean to be an ass, but he was instructed that he had to call the police if there. And I said, well, who instructed you? And he said his manager. And I said, well, you know, can you call your manager? And he said, no, but I can call the police. And he said, and I said, well, you know, you're going to have to do what you got to do. And, you know, same time, like, it's ridiculous that you're going to call the police because we're standing underneath a thing in the rain, like we're doing something that could potentially damage somebody or something like that. And just trying to, like, you know, assert our First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble and to not get sick and be in the rain at the same time, I guess. You know, now they're not worried about our health at all. Anyway, so he winds up coming back out saying that, you know, we could stay there, but we can't bring our stuff under, which we weren't intending on doing anyway. And so, you know, I think to stand up to these people is part of the challenge that we have to continually push ourselves in, regardless of the fact that it can be very scary to stand up to them. Because the last place I want to go is jail, you know, especially because I'm just trying not to get wet while it's raining. And So I think that, you know, when we do stand up to them, we can win a little bit. Hi, we have a guest that's just arrived at the window.
Hi.
You're live on the air.
Well, I need to make an error. I need to rush the streets for a couple blocks.
Okay.
And I'll be, hopefully be back soon.
Great.
And you've been on the air how long now?
6 minutes.
All right, so people know where you are, what we're all doing.
Yep, and I was, we were just talking about the police incidents and how hard it is to stand up, but that when you do, that, you know, your rights are ordinarily protected and the police aren't going to be bothered about coming and getting us. And OMH doesn't want to be in the news, and that's
right,
crazy.
Right.
And so, yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I hope that all works out. I'm not sure until we're live on air, so I don't want to speculate about what potentially be going on, but George will be back shortly, and so we'll go through that as we get there. And I know that there's other people who are outside on the lawn over there, and we'll see maybe if somebody else will come join us in the car in a minute. I do have a caller on the line, area code 202. Your line is open.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you are on the air.
Oh, excellent.
You
are on
the
air. Hi, what's that,
Elon? Yeah, I said you are on the air. So you didn't know whether you were on the air or not, but you are.
We are on the air. Thank you. Yes, we are live on the air. And so that's awesome. How are you, Elon?
So you're at Bastille Day. I forgot.
We are at Bastille Day.
Mm-hmm. Let me turn the sound down because your voice is muddled.
Okay. Can you just check in then would you let him sit in the front if he comes in? Yeah, okay, sorry folks, you're at Radio Live. And so we're just trying to reorganize who's... Okay, thanks, Kevin. So, Kathy is going to go over and, sit vigil with folks while we continue this. And, Yvonne, I got to tell you, this is the field day. We're, like, 51 hours into the whole thing, and it has just been an amazing experience. And so many people have come, and Emily from the Mental Health Civil Rights Protest was here earlier, and it was fabulous talking with her and meeting her in person. And now we have just another guest who's entering the studio, which is my car, live on the road. would you like to introduce yourself, or if you don't want to say anything, you can just be quiet. Nobody needs to know who you are.
Oh, this is Anthony from Rockland.
Hi, Anthony. And so it's great to see you after all the times that you've called in the show and that you've come out to support the Seal Day and be part of this.
Yes.
Yeah. Yvonne, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there. For some people that don't know, I know Bastille Day in Paris, and I know that you're in Albany now.
We are in Albany, New York. Yep. We are.
Yeah,
on the
I know
sidewalk.
That you have Bastille Day. Have been having it for quite a while. Can you, or maybe if you've done it in the last few minutes, have you done any history to explain to people what the Bastille Day is?
No, it was originally a sign of the French Revolution and the people who stormed the Bastille and getting out of the prison and the inmates that were free in the 1700s, I guess. In recent years, it's become a symbol for liberation movement of people who are psychiatrically labeled. Mad Pride events are held all over the country, this is the Mental Patients Liberation Alliance's 34th annual Bastille Day demonstration and vigil to speak out and break the silence about psychiatric oppression and celebrate the human spirit. And, I think that that's, part of what we're really trying to do. And So we're 51 hours into the 72 hours, and what I was saying is, you know, if you're not aware of how long 72 hours is, try sitting outside for that amount of time and, you know, being responsible for manning a vigil on 12-hour shifts, and then you know, talk about...
Have you been outside most of the time?
We are outside the majority of the time. Right now we're in the car, but all of our stuff is set up. I've been putting pictures on Facebook. We have a entire display totally not blocking access to the Office of Mental Health, but seriously restricting it. And so across the very front of the building on a very busy street is a banner that reads, "Psychiatry hurts people, no forced treatment," and banners that say, "We support human rights and mental health," and the Occupy Psychiatry banner, and one of the law projects for psychiatric banners with its website, and a poster about freeing John Roner in Ohio, and then the Lucy posters, and all kinds of other, you know, signs that people have made and handmade, and it's been a really amazing event, and people have been continually dropping in to show support, and people on Facebook being really active and showing all kinds of support also, and so it's very exciting. And Anthony, I'm just wondering if you'd like to talk about anything or...
No, I just came up and I wanted to show my support, and I just think it's a really nice thing to be doing, just to bring attention to what psychiatry does to people, and what forced psychiatry does to people. And I'm really happy to be here, and just be a part of this. I came this afternoon, and I'll be here do the overnight and into tomorrow morning. So, but this has been going on since Sunday. It's a very good showing of support to stop forced psychiatry.
Yeah, it's a really amazing event, and I think that, you know, to know that people from all over the country and all over the world have been sending support, and for those who can't be here, you know, there are also many people who might want to be here by chance because they're locked up or dead, and, you know, to remember our brothers and sisters who have been killed by this and who are currently... you know, being held and unable to come. And then there's a whole other group of people who would also like to come but are afraid to come because they might get retaliated against in their jobs or lose their funding or something like that. And to be aware that, you know, that's part of what we're speaking out about also, and that, you know, peer certification shouldn't prevent one from being able to speak and use their First Amendment rights to peacefully assemble and, you know, let the government know what they think about what it does.
There's one thing to people that say that they're not part of this, is that if this is not oppression, you wouldn't have to say that. Whatever you do on your own time off the job should not be a problem. So that shows that, you know, oppression still exists, and this is just not a matter of when people say that they're working in the system, that they just want to take care of people, and that the system is not oppressive. It just says, well, why can't you come out with us and celebrate or whatever? That's just saying that it is. That's confirmation. The turnaround is, I can understand someone saying that I can't come, you know, during working hours that I'm supposed to be working, but you don't work 24/7.
Right, and I think, you know, and there are some people who have come, and there have been people who have come in the middle of the night undercover, you know, just that they can't be seen, but they'll come and show support. But I do think that there are many reasons for people to speak out, and that we have to keep on, you know, keep on keeping on trying to get the word out to people about what psychiatry does and how it damages people. And
And the people that can't feel like they can't do it, but they want to support, they should. If they can, they should support with their dollars, with the many individuals and institutions that are doing this work. You know, like Mind Freedom, like you, like Psych Rights. You know, because many times advocates and organizations that are fighting the good fight, they don't get the same dollars that these people are afraid of not getting. So that's what I say, if you can't do that, you should show your support with your dollars.
Well, I think more than dollars, what would be amazing is some of the anointed funded leadership of this, you know, what was once a movement and is now an industry would speak up about the truth every now and then. I think that would do much more than any financial contribution could ever do.
But things do cost. And I remember in last January I was at a conference in Oakland, and one person got up to speak, and they were supposed to be a keynote speaker, and there was a lot of talk in the background, and another person from another state got up and said, "Please be quiet. This is our leader speaking." And finally someone got up. I had never seen this happen before. The person said, "That person is not my leader." They got up on the stage and said that. So some of the people that have become, I guess, interest in selling their wares and don't do anything as far as liberation is concerned, they sometimes do get called out.
Sometimes they do. And I think, Yvonne, I can't wait to catch up once I'm back on ground again, which should probably be not tomorrow night, but on Thursday night we have a special. Dr. Seth Farber is going to be on talking about his newest book, Spirituality and the Gift of Madness. Then Friday night we're going to be back on Open Lines. And I can't wait to talk to everybody and catch up and find out what everybody's been going on here. And my studio light keeps on cutting out here because I'm about to lose power. One of the downsides of broadcasting from the road is electricity, not having access to electricity. So funny, because what we're protesting is electricity on some levels, about them, you know, being able to shoot electricity through our brains. And so when you don't have it, it can also be damaging. So I think that we need to keep spotlight on the fact that New York State is expanding its use of court-ordered force and coerced tactics in order to have people comply with psychiatry. And we need to really speak out about it and educate people about these kinds of oppressive laws that are coming under and taking place. And so, Yvonne, I hope to talk with you in the near future. And everybody else, I want to thank you for listening in. Anthony, Kathy, George, thank you for being here with me. Everybody else who's been here throughout over the course of the now 51 hours and 20 minutes that we've been holding vigil. We will be here until Wednesday night at 6 p.m., and I will try again to broadcast from the road tomorrow night. So thanks all for tuning in, and I hope to speak to you soon. And I'm going to ask you to keep speaking out. Until next time, talk to you soon.
Okay.